You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
You know who we are and what we stand for. This is Two Virgins and Some Bull with...
Who? Oh, I'm one of the virgins. This is Sunshine Ray on the mic. 1, 2, 1, 2.
And this is Love. I'm also one of the virgins.
And I'm the bull. My name is Torian.
So we're going to get right into what we're doing and why we're here. And one of the things we actually talked about is being relatable, because there are so many podcasts and so many different types of media that involve celebrities, but they don't really have the real world perspective of an everyday working person.
Right, child, because I ain't got no celebrity money. Honey.
Oh,
what?
You don't have any celebrity money, but you do have some money, right?
Define money.
Green, cash, moolah.
The narrow chicken.
I eat.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's
fair.
I pay my bills.
That's fair. That's honest.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
I don't got no bills, but I eat.
Well, that's great.
Oh, well, you know, one thing that we didn't tell the audience?
What?
We're cousins.
Yes. This is a family affair. Mm-hmm.
It is. It is.
And I think one day we should actually invite some of our family members on as guests.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, that's out. I'm not open to that.
Okay, so what we're talking about today.
Wait, are y'all going to explain the names?
No, we're not virgins. Well, my name is Torian. My name is Torian because I am a Taurus.
And we got two virgins because
we're Virgos.
Yes, Sunshine, Ray, and Love, we're both Virgos. So we got two virgins and some bull.
All right, so we're getting our topic from you today. Introduce yourself once more and just
let's get started. I'm Sunshine Ray. That's Sunshine with a Y, Ray with an E. We are talking about, so let me backstory this first, because I don't watch Love and Hip Hop. I don't support none of that. To each his own. You want to watch that trash, knock yourself out. But one of these people went viral for some video he had about the independent woman and how a real man doesn't want a fully independent woman. And I wholeheartedly agree, because I'm not trying to be 100% independent.
Okay, me either. Just like,
why are you looking at me like that?
I understand that you don't want to be 100% independent. Mm-hmm. However,
I need a man.
At this moment, you're single.
Who's single? I am engaged to be married. What are you talking about?
You're still single.
Until you marry.
Until you're married, you're single.
But I'm not independent. Single and independent are not synonymous.
Okay, so what are your views on this topic?
I don't want to be 100% independent. This don't have nothing to do with single or taken, married, divorced.
True. I want other people partnered. To do things.
Elaborate, Purple Rain.
That is Sunshine Ray.
Okay, come on, Sunshine.
S-U-N, shine with a Y, Ray with an E.
Okay, let us know. We want you to elaborate on feel this way.
So you always see or hear women talking about, oh, I'm so independent. I want to pay all my own bills. I get my own money. I don't need no man. You're lying.
Yeah, actually, you do need a man.
You do. Listen, I need a man to do stuff like change my light bulbs. Kill the spider in the living
room. But you know what will actually help with the light bulbs? LED. They'll change your life.
So in funny. The event my light bulbs go out, because I'm not fancy. I don't have LED. I still got GE regular 40-watt bulbs.
They don't sell those anymore.
Yes, they do sell those at Family Dollar.
That's your problem. That's your problem right
she
there.
She don't need a man. She need to upgrade where she shop at her light bulbs.
Exactly. Tell us a Family Dollar.
Listen,
the only thing you should be buying at Family Dollar is nothing.
Stop a Family Dollar, call us and try to go in on us, even though we're not famous for
real. Man, we can go in on them because they stores look a mess.
First of all, you can get you know how expensive garbage bags are?
No, I don't. I shop at Sam's Club.
Yes, buy bulk.
You can get garbage bags at Family Dollar for $4.
Well, I can get a whole case for $4 at Sam's Club. The whole year.
First of all, I shop at Costco. Talking about upgrading.
Oh, I thought we went to Sam's Club that one time.
Wait a minute, Kirkland's.
I have a Costco membership.
Kirkland's.
Paid for by my mother. Because I don't want to be fully independent.
Okay, come on, Mom. That's my cousin. I understand. She doesn't want to be fully independent. Now, I think that it is okay for a woman to want to be fully independent. But in all actuality, that's really not, it's not what you want. If you want full independence, you don't want a partner.
Right.
You don't want to become vulnerable when it comes to things like passion and sex and things like
Damn
that.
Damn that, what about the money? Okay.
Okay, so clearly you don't have any because you shop at Family Dollar.
First of all, I have a Costco membership. It ain't nothing wrong with them. Now, I am frugal. Let's be clear, people. So let's backtrack this.
Why spend more when you don't have to?
But let's backtrack this a little bit. Let me be real clear since my cousin over here trying to stunt on me. I have a whole master's degree in a career, okay? I make money.
Wait.
But one thing I don't like to do is spend up 100% of my money. So I'm not trying to be 100% independent, period.
Okay, that's fair. But wait, let's back let's backtrack a little bit.
Again. How many times
we about to back off the train?
You got a master's degree from where?
University of Michigan. Don't stunt on
Go
me.
Blue.
That's part of the problem.
We walked into that one.
He ain't lying, y'all.
We walked right into it.
Because if I could go back in time, nobody told me it was the most expensive public university in the country.
Yeah, sad. It's really
so,
sad.
So, yeah, lesson okay. learned.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
I am an education advocate, so I'm here for it.
Shout out to all the college kids.
Hey, yes. HBCUs.
Hey, that's me.
Okay.
Broke.
Happen. Let's go back. Okay, so with the money aspect, I think, and this is just my belief that the man and the female, or man and woman, whatever you want to call yourself, should like share everything.
You said they should?
Yeah, they should.
Like 50-50?
Yeah, like, no. I said like share. And y'all should y'all should see how she's looking at me. Like, I need what? To like,
I'm like, take like a down picture. The middle?
Take a picture, post it to social media, and let
Won't
y'all see
no
it.
Won't be no picture.
Anyway, I think there should be some sharing going on. And independent and relationship doesn't match.
I agree.
Like, if you want independence, then you
be
then
by your damn
you need self. To do independence with your dildo, Mm-mm. your little cock ring, and all the other shit that
what?
You deal with.
A cock ring?
What is a cock ring?
You don't know what a cock ring is?
Can we like save that for
on.
Another show?
We're going to move on. We don't know where this is going.
What do you
we
think?
We don't know
what
where
do
this
think?
Is going.
What do you think?
About what? Cock ring?
No.
No, just
the okay. topic at hand.
Come on, love.
We're talking about
because I feel like love is one of those more independent women. She's anti-relationship.
I
just
feel,
based on how she navigates her life.
Come
her
on,
love,
Black Love.
Life.
So for me, it's more so I'm independent by... Because that's the choice that I have because no one has stepped up to the plate as far as with mm-hmm. me to say, I'm going to do this for you. This is what I want you to have. These are things that, you know, I want you to sit back, kick back. I'm going to take care of this for you. Therefore, if no one's doing that for me, then I don't have a choice but to do that myself.
So you're independent by choice.
No, I'm independent by my environment because these Black men, like,
oh, Lord.
Like,
I love Black men.
Why did you have to
I love them. I love them. But if you don't want me right now, that's fine. And I don't have a choice but to take care of myself because it's not like I'm about to be out here homeless because somebody don't want to do for me. Like, nah, I'm still going to pay my rent. I'm not about to act. I'm not about to like beg nobody to pay rent. Like, I'm not about to beg you to take care of me. I'm not about to beg you to take me out to eat. Like, if I want to go to Prime and Proper, then guess what? That's where I'm going to go. Like, I go to upscale restaurants by myself because nobody else want to do it. And that's fine with me. Like, do I want to be independent? Like, nah. Like,
but
you could take me
mindful.
To Roof Chris. You could
Black
take
Love
me to, like...
younger than us. So she really yeah. ain't got to be fat now, right?
Black
like,
Love, I'm, how I'm, old are you?
I just turned 24 in September.
Okay.
So,
Sky
like,
Moon, how old are you?
First of all, Sunshine
Look
Ray.
To Ray.
Sunshine I with a Y, you. Ray with an E.
Listen to Ray. You got to stop coming on Sunshine Ray like
That's
that.
Okay, my name is Torian. I'm going to keep spelling my name for y'all. That's okay.
Me and Sunshine Rain are actually the same age.
We are.
36.
It sounds really old.
We're getting old.
Sometimes I forget that I'm 36.
Wait. This rock you got on your finger is blinding me. Wait a minute.
Because yes, I'm not trying to be independent. I am all the way engaged.
Y'all got to see this ring. I'm actually going to post this somewhere.
No,
I'm not going to let you know who I am, but you just Google ring.
Sunshine Ray ring.
Google big ass ring.
My ring is not that big, but because I don't want to be independent. I am very particular about the type of men that I date.
This ring is bigger than pinky fingernail.
It's a nice ring.
The diamond is really nice.
It's nice. My fiance did a great job.
He did a good job.
My fiance and I have already made agreements on what bills I'm responsible for when we're in one household.
Please don't backtrack. Don't backtrack.
You guys have already discussed who's responsible for what bills.
They're
so
engaged.
Before you get married, you should be having conversations about finances.
Hell yeah. Before Sweetheart. You get engaged, honestly.
Love, listen.
What?
That's the problem.
Since we're in the same family, we need to just go ahead and just put this shit out here. We have a long history of just shitty relationships, shitty mm-hmm. marriages, uh-huh, or no mm-hmm. marriages at all.
Uh-huh.
And in my household, we did not discuss finances. We basically grew up poor. So it was like...
We was poor?
Oh, yes.
I just feel like I look at other people and then I look at our family and I just be like, we had a little bit more.
Y'all was lightweight poor, but you came out as the last child, so you didn't know.
God.
You wasn't there for like the...
I was not there for that.
The roach days.
So,
oh, amen for that.
I can't deal with this right now. I am
shook it.
Do not take me back down memory lane. So we didn't talk about finances, but... I have learned a lot. However, I am, I don't really know how I feel about you and your fiance discussing who's going to pay what bill because.
How he going to say he don't like how he feel about what y'all doing?
Because.
Well, explain.
Because when you come together as a union in marriage, basically you're joining together, become one.
Yeah.
To become one.
Yeah.
So does that not include your finances?
Yeah. Since we joining them together, I need to know what we doing with them.
Stop.
You want them to have one bank account and everything come out of that?
We can have one bank account. No, I'm all for that.
You're still, you guys aren't listening. Mm. So basically what Sunshine Rain has said.
Ray.
Y'all keep messing up her name. I'm doing this on purpose. So,
or is he?
She said that they have discussed who's going to pay what. Mm-hmm. So this means that you're responsible for some bills mm-hmm. and he's responsible for some bills.
Absolutely.
But is all the money coming out the same bank account?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because it's one bank account.
So for me, remember what I said about I don't want to be fully independent? I don't want to pay the bills. I don't want to be responsible for the finances. He can have my whole check in that bank account for all I care, as long as it gets divvied up in a way that we've discussed.
It still don't make sense.
So, well, I guess we didn't really think about the separate bank. That part never came up.
That's what y'all need to discuss.
Why? All I need to know is I don't pay no mortgage. Only bill I'm
responsible. Oh, you do. You do pay the mortgage.
No, I don't. The only bill I'm
in one account.
You
how
do
can
pay
you...
the mortgage.
How?
How?
This is all I ask for from my future husband. Give me a monthly allowance that I can go get my hair done, get my nails done. Don't have to worry about that.
So basically, he's responsible for your monthly allowance.
He's responsible for all the bills except my car note. That's all we discuss.
I don't understand.
And I buy the groceries.
That doesn't make sense.
My role in the household as his wife is to make sure the food is cooked, the refrigerator is full. Okay?
Wait, y'all, she can cook some really good mac and cheese.
That he's sexually satisfied.
Hey.
And take care of the kids. Make sure that house stay clean. That's it.
Okay, so.
Does that include the clothes, too?
I do the laundry. I don't mind. I'm very traditional in that old school. There are certain roles that people play.
Gender roles.
My role is to, I don't want to assign it to gender. I just think in a partnership, whatever type of partnership you in, one person got to play this role and the other person got to play the other role. My role is to make sure that household is fully taken care of, including the man that resides in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you didn't say tooken.
Tooken is not a word. I have an English bachelor's degree. Let me say that. I don't speak properly all the time, but come on now, tooken is not even a word.
I'm just saying.
So, in me not being 100% independent, for me, my husband's role is to lead my household and take care of me and his children.
Okay, I understand that. Now,
there can't be a 50-50 split, though, because we don't make the same amount of money.
Right. So I would rather, and I'm not telling you how to run your household, you of course.
The only person who runs my household is him.
Okay, cousin. Mm-hmm. All right. So what I would prefer to see is not a 50-50 split, but as becoming together as a union, everything becomes one. So no one can say, oh, you need to pay the bills. Oh, you need to do this. You need to do that. It's more along the lines of, we took care of this. We took care of that. And now it's taken care of.
I don't want to have to pay no bills.
This is my thing. My parents, they've been married all my life, I guess.
She the only one came from a two-parent household.
Right.
She did, didn't she?
She sure did. Shout out to Black fortunate family.
Yes, Black love.
Black love.
Okay. We're here for it. But they have separate accounts. I've never heard them talk about having a joint account. Like, their finances are separate for the most part.
Who pays what bills? How do you split the bills?
I don't really know. I don't ask them that because I don't want them asking me for none of my money. So I stay out of it. But for me, I feel as though I would want to have a separate account aside from, like, a joint marriage account. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be able to have my own money set aside for things that I want to do, like pay my car note. My car note is going to come out of my separate account. And then, yeah, we can save our money, stack for the future, and do whatever in this other account. But I want my own account because that's just me. I just want to be able to oversee my own personal finances.
What I'm hearing is my.
Well, my husband can have my check and do whatever, pay all the bills, as long as I got access to the money.
Depends on what you're doing with it.
But my husband will make more money than me. So me giving him my check, it's not like he would be taking advantage of me in some kind of way. Now, if he was a bum.
I agree.
I don't date bums, so that wouldn't be on the table. But if he was a bum and I was giving him my check, then y'all should be looking at me sideways.
You don't date bums or you don't date bums anymore?
I have. Don't start on me.
Hey.
I have in the past.
You improved.
Before
okay?
I knew my self-worth and knew how to put my foot down and have expectations for people because people will do what you allow them to. I dated a couple bums. Not many. I really can only think of one. How many can you think of?
Well, I don't remember.
I can only think of one. I don't remember all of them.
But the cool thing is, because we're family,
he was a hustler.
It's levels to this shit, and we're constantly going up. And I'm really appreciating that.
Oh, of our family and how we're growing.
We're
into
elevating.
Like,
because he right, mm-hmm.
yeah,
they
yeah.
started off one way,
started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Ended up another
okay.
way.
And they wrote that song for us.
They did. Mm-hmm. The roaches. And
now I was little when we had. My mama told me stories about roaches. When
y'all
we
had
were
roaches
little.
Too.
We used to.
I think the roach thing was really like a thing back in the '80s and the '90s.
Like everybody.
No, because I didn't have roach. My mom moved us
to Southfield.
Dang, you exposing a whole lot of business. We got to make sure we edit that out. My mom moved
to Southfield.
I mean, we didn't move to the suburbs until I was like 8. I was in second grade.
Where did y'all move from?
So I don't remember being poor prior to second grade. I just don't.
I don't remember being poor.
I don't.
But y'all had roaches?
My mom says that we did at one point in time.
Wow, that's interesting. Like, I don't. It's not that I, you know, put that like.
You would have never thought my mama had roaches.
Not your mom. No way.
Oh, hell yeah. Nah. Not with that press and curl.
I think that my mother was very motivated by being a parent because I remember her talking about catching two buses to get to work and dropping me off at school. So I think she was just like, I can't have my daughter
live
in
like
this environment.
Mm-hmm. I think she did a really good job.
She did. Thank you.
She did
I think she did.
Job.
Shout out to my mama.
Shout out, Mom Dukes.
Hey, cousin.
Hey.
Who will probably never listen to this podcast.
I'm going
to
let my mom
I hope not.
To
oh, no. I don't even want to give them access.
Okay, that's good. I think that's good.
What if you say something nasty? You already talking about cock rings.
Cool. Yes. Oh, my God.
They
my
might be looking
can't
at us sideways.
That.
I feel like we're adults, but we're not.
We're not adults.
We're
yet.
Not for real adults where we can, like yet. Talk to our parents about. Well, I can talk to my dad about
we can
sex.
Barely
I can
talk
have to my mom about
well, my dad talks to me about sex. I don't talk to him about
Oh, you know
sex.
What? This can be our next topic about our parents.
Wait, so how long have we been on this thing? So we just want to let y'all know this is so unscripted.
What's the next topic?
And we really
we'll
appreciate you see what I'm saying?
It's so unscripted.
We're just trying to find our way.
Amen.
We want to be able to entertain and have real life conversation.
Yalla.
So this is our first go, and we're trying to see how it goes.
It's actually a lot of fun.
I just feel that Sunshine Ray she's like my relationship mentor because she tells me certain things to put my foot down.
She's lying. I'm her relationship mentor because I done been in so many shitty relationships and finally got it right.
With bums.
No, not
but
with bums.
But just with your progression, no, not even with before bums. Your engagement, like we would have conversations and you would just say like, oh, no, nah, like kick this one to the curb or like, nah.
Yeah, because
like,
I definitely want my cousin to know her worth. I want anybody in my circle to know how much they're worth.
Yeah, because you're not about to shit on
really
me.
That's really cool.
Well, we date at our self-esteem level. Yeah. So when you can boost yourself up, then you date at a higher level, most definitely.
And you know, I feel like that's my problem because I try and date on my self-esteem level, but it ain't nobody out there on that same level. So I just be like, well, they not where I'm at.
Are you talking about like maturity level or are you talking about height? Because you're pretty tall.
Both. Oh my God. We actually have to, I think, wrap this one. I mean, we didn't start a timer. We did not start on time. So I don't know how long we've been recording.
I feel like we could
do
this.
Is it on her little computer?
Maybe like a little 5 more minutes and then we can move on. But I feel as though I just don't see the people that are the men, the black men that are on the same level.
Black men.
No. I'm saying I want a black man, and they're for me. I don't see the qualities that I want in my partner in the people that I come in contact with.
You could definitely date a white guy.
I don't want to, though.
I mean, I
think it's unfair for you to compare your partner to the people that you hang around with, because it kind of means
I'm not comparing them to the people I hang around with. I'm saying, like, if I'm going out, like, the people that approach me are not the people that I want, because I'm so into the my energy is important, and I'm not trying to give that away or waste it on people that are not going to be conducive to me in my future. So if I feel like I see myself up here and I'm striving every day for good things, like I'm about to apply to another program, and like you can't be at McDonald's. Like that's like that mindset. Like there's nothing against working at McDonald's. However,
we're rooting for 15. Hello.
Okay, and 20, and whatever else
Shout
y'all need
to
live y'all
life. Shout out to
everybody
at McDonald's.
Life.
No judgment. It's no judgment.
It's just it's and them cookies. God. But like it's just like if you're not striving to do better, then you can't be around me because you're gonna keep me stagnant.
I worked at McDonald's once.
And
y'all know that?
They never hired me.
Are you serious?
For one day, Chad.
No, I think you told me that.
She flipped the damn burger. She said,
I ain't touch a burger. But let me shout out to all the fast food workers. Y'all deserve to get more money. Because let me tell you something.
The stuff y'all got to deal
with. McDonald's had washing machines. I didn't know you had to wash, like, the rags. Who knew you would do laundry?
You have to do that.
At McDonald's. They have a whole washing machine.
Throw that in the garbage. Wasteful,
was,
I guess.
This was back. I'm not super young, but I mean, it was back in the day. I think I was getting paid $6.25 an hour. You have to mop, sweep, run the register, flip a burger, drop the fries, get the nuggets, find the cheese, get the supplies.
Find the cheese.
I mean, it was just so
to all beef
much.
Patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
It is a lot. And then on top of doing all of that and trying to do it correctly, you got to deal with people and they nasty attitudes.
Could you imagine trying to be an independent woman working for $6.25?
Independent and $6.25 an hour. Don't
Man,
really
shout out to my high school boyfriend that used to give me an allowance. We started this at a young age. Yes.
He gave you an allowance?
Yes. Shout out and work 2 jobs. I said high school.
Oh, I thought you...
You're not about to have me out here like Young Miami on a Breakfast Club talking about she was 13 in the third grade.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
My cousin.
They said she...
We don't get down
We're
like
not
that.
Even going to go into that.
We don't get down
I'm
with
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry. Back to the independence. But, I mean, I feel like partnerships help. I think it's especially great when you're in love with your partner and your partner doesn't make you feel like you have to be independent. I don't feel that at all. In my relationship.
So I just want people to willingly want to do things for me.
And they're out there.
They're
Where
definitely
they at?
Out there.
Please, this is my email address. Just
Maybe it's your energy. I don't know. Maybe it's where you
energy.
Are.
Everyone tells me I have great energy, man, like all bums the time.
Tell me they don't even want to approach me.
And you know, and I think bums? That's the thing.
Yeah, men have told me like they don't want to approach me because like they know that I'm out of their league. So why try?
That's possible.
Shout out to all the smart bums out there.
Yeah.
What's going on with all these bums?
Because they be
do
bums.
You attract bums?
When I was younger,
it's possible. Yeah.
When I was younger, yes. But again, you dated your self esteem level, so.
And that's
get yourself
why I
together.
Think.
I'm an advocate of therapy, of course. Amen. I am a licensed clinical
Black
therapist.
Black mental health is important.
Yes, it is.
So be mindful. A lot of the stuff I say does come from
I'm
a
glad
clinical
you said
perspective.
That. I have to reschedule my therapy appointment.
Yes. I think everybody needs therapy. Somebody that's out
especially
to.
Black men. Yes.
Well, the Black community has never supported therapy.
Mm-mm. It's taboo.
Well, now it's more acceptable, especially in higher echelons of Black society. Having a therapist is like a sign of you made it.
Yeah, it is.
Girl, I'm about to go see my, because they know you paying $200 an hour to see a therapist.
I'm going to see my therapist.
I'm going to see my therapist. So that's like, oh, a sign that you made it, you got money.
But if you're going to therapy in a hood, it's like, you crazy, dog.
Yeah, people view it as a negative, and that's unfortunate. I mean, what better
it's a whole
way?
Topic.
Would you rather be crazy with no therapist?
I don't like the word crazy.
No. What I'm saying is, it like in the hood, we're just kind of like, you're crazy. But if you live in the suburbs, it's like, oh, who is your therapy?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me your therapist card?
I mean, that goes just back to us as Black people wanting to keep our lives personal and secret. And you don't want anybody in your business.
So secret.
I mean,
our family's so secret, we can't even have a fucking family reunion.
But let's be mindful that Torian knows a lot of secrets and won't
tell
disclose.
Nobody.
So he's a part of the problem. Because
what's done in the dark is going to come to light. So
you I don't know,
because well
I feel like
gonna
my grandmother
go.
Is going to take it all to the grave, honey.
No, she's not.
Torian knows a lot of the dirt, of but it. That's neither here nor there. Being independent, let's wrap
we'll,
this
we'll
thing
talk about
up.
It. Well, okay,
we ain't
so
exposing a whole bunch of family stuff.
Let's talk about.
And you want your mama to listen.
Child, let's talk about independence from.
The
from
male
a,
perspective.
The male perspective, also homosexual perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is really hard to have two independent men, two alpha men in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because
that go in any relationship.
It's like, who you talking to? Who you
somebody
talking to?
Somebody got to not
what
be
you
the
say?
Alpha.
What you be say?
Your... Y'all, somebody stand up.
Somebody
oh,
can't
standing?
Be the alpha, though.
That's not true.
That is true.
Well, okay, so it's sort of like you can't be the alpha all the time, mm-hmm. but there can be two alphas, but you can't.
Okay, yeah, y'all so can't be the alpha at the same time.
Yeah. Simultaneously, it's not going to work.
Be an alpha on certain things.
Yeah.
I'm going to be an alpha about this, you be an alpha about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I'm like an alpha female, and I had to tone that shit down.
I've been trying to do that. I've
you
been reading.
You can't have no man and be an alpha female. It just can't work like that.
They be like... it. Back to your perspective.
Submission. I think submission has to happen no matter what type of
it
relationship.
Well, yeah, it does
but you
have
can't
to happen,
submit forever.
But
though.
When you talk
yes,
about
you
when you talk about 100% independence, it just doesn't work. Like you have to tear down those walls. You also have to like make yourself vulnerable, especially when you're trying to get close to somebody. You want mm-hmm. an intimate relationship, and intimacy is not always in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have an intimate moment just by having a conversation, kind of like what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very intimate for the three of us
mm-hmm.
to actually be
we'll
together.
We'll never see Torian, child.
We were surprised he answered the
well,
phone.
Well, Torian has a very demanding career.
Yeah.
And
we heard you be at home sleep taking three naps a day. What are you talking about?
Well, when you work 15 hours a day, 17 hours a day, I deserve a nap.
You do. That's two true. Of them.
When that's you bring it home the bacon, you know, actually you can, you know, when you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're taking care of business, you can do some things like, you know, I want a nap. I'm going to take
I
a nap.
I thought it was just
do
you
feel like the person,
age.
The person that brings home the bacon should be the king of the castle?
Oh, no, I don't believe that at all. What I believe is like the person that wants to take on that role and the person that is good at it should be the one that is like the alpha in mm-hmm. that perspective. Just because, you know, you make more money doesn't necessarily mean that you're fit to be a leader. Because
you may not know what to do with it.
Okay. I could be a millionaire and be shitty, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like society has changed, there are a lot of women now that are
make more money.
Well, there's a lot of women that are.
I think that's where a lot of the problems come in.
Well, I kind of disagree because, even though a woman, I do feel like a woman can make more than a man. It's bound to happen, but I don't think that a woman, I don't think that a person that just because they make more money should just automatically be the head household. And I don't think they should make the other person feel inferior because they make more money.
But the other person, I feel like traditionally in thinking about heterosexual relationships.
Traditionally.
The man, yeah, traditionally.
Traditionally.
The man, I think, feels less confident when his woman makes more money than him.
Oh, this is
good. I don't
want to
make
good.
More money than my man. But let's be clear.
This is a good topic because a man that feel if he feels inferior because his woman makes more money, it
need
is
to go
his
to therapy.
It is his responsibility to one, he needs to check his
insecurities
and get a second job.
Well, he needs to check his insecurities first
and get a second job.
No, he
and
doesn't. He doesn't need to get a second job. He needs to get a fucking job that pays
what
enough money
well,
to support his family.
What if there's an educational deficit? So women historically have gone to college more than
then he got to do what he got to
right?
do.
And graduated
like
high school
day,
more than men. So
you got to do what you got to do to be where you want to be. So if you feel some type of way about your woman making more money than you, then let that fuel you to do what you got to do to level up.
Like I said, don't get me wrong. I don't ever want to make more money than my
me
man.
Either.
And I won't based on my man's career choice. I'll never make more money than him.
So it's just
shout out
it's
to
just
the
kinda,
working man.
It's just kind of built in that you just got the good setup.
I want to be able to submit to my husband and look at him like he's the leader and the provider. I want to honor him because he provides that to the household.
Okay, I can see that.
I don't want to be in a situation where I make more, which I have been in situations where I made more money and I feel like subconsciously, I may have been emasculating him.
You probably were doing it consciously.
I mean, I'm sure I was. I mean, I used to be a mean something.
She was like, I got this. I can take
you can pack
care of
your
myself.
Shit up right now because I'm independent.
I don't need you. I was doing this before you, and I'm going to do this with you, and I'm going to do it after you.
Amen. That used to be me.
So someone that I hang out with, this young man, he said that.
Are y'all dating?
No. He said that.
Are you his girlfriend?
No. No, he
is that
said
y'all sleeping together.
He said that if he wants everything to be split 50-50, because sometimes now moving forward into, you know, our lives, like women do make more money. So he doesn't want to sit and pay that mortgage by himself so she could keep all her money to herself.
What if he makes more money? It can't be a 50-50 split unless you're making the same amount of money.
It's a 50-50.
So and you just make $20,000 and he make $100,000.
And you want me to split?
We 50-50 splitting?
It's not gonna work.
That's not even fair.
And that's why. And I feel like a lot of guys. I feel like with certain situations, like if you like you 24, like I'm young, like I don't expect you to be out here making $100,000. So if we move in together, like I mean, I'm not gonna. I don't know. I ain't moving in with nobody that's not my husband. And because I don't want to pay no rent.
Shacking
I just
up.
Feel
that's what
like
y'all millennials do.
But that's not what I'm doing because you're not getting the cow.
We are definitely millennials.
You're not getting the cow for nothing. Like, I just think that.
We not millennials.
We are.
You're millennials.
We're millennials.
You're just the older millennial.
How? We're millennials.
No, because millennials don't have their shit together. How are we millennials?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How are we millennials? Because we graduated at the beginning of the millennium.
No, we're technically millennials.
No, I don't believe that.
Come on, do some research.
I have to look that up, but.
You're millennials.
People in their 20s, I think, have a different sense of reality because they live in a false reality.
They say those born in 1989 and later.
Exactly.
Who are
we are not millennials.
Technology in their teen
exactly.
years.
We're not millennials.
Well, if you, it depends. that's their opinion on that.
Oh, Google. Google knows older, everything.
It says older millennials came of age prior to widespread usage and availability of smartphones defined as those born 1988 and earlier.
My first cell phone was a chunky AT&T.
When were you born?
1982.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Both of us. So Maureen like and I in 1982. Yeah, we're not.
You're on the cusp of a Gen X and a millennial because they say 35, like you technically still a millennial.
We're millennials.
Just be a millennial.
Millennials
girl.
Are floaters because they live in a false reality.
Where's our assistant? Can I get some more water?
We had one bottle to split between the three of us, but it is from Costco.
Kirkland's signature.
But it's
signature.
Purified water. I don't like purified water. Like
this broadcast
spring.
Is brought to you by Kirkland's signature.
Don't say that. Purified you're going to get us sued or something. Or get us an endorsement.
They don't know who we are.
They don't.
Well, they do now because Torian said my damn name.
Did I?
Yes, he did. Hit me in the shoulder when he said it. When I should have been hitting him. That's when I said I hate you.
We should all do a Colgate commercial.
I've wanted to.
Okay, we got to wrap this up.
Okay, yeah. So I guess the consensus would be that live your best life, and ladies, stop trying to be 100% independent and let these men take care of you.
Yeah, like don't diminish the role of your partner. Don't diminish the role and importance of having a partner. You can't do everything by yourself. You shouldn't want to do everything by yourself, and you are made to be by yourself.
Yes, men and women, check your insecurities
at the door
and
be vulnerable.
Get you some therapy
and a better job.
Shout out to all the therapists. Licensed. And certified, not your at-home life coach that got a certificate online for $150.
Don't come for Iyanla VanZant.
Iyanla got a whole master's degree. She don't practice no ethics, though. But she got
a whole
degree.
Oh, gosh, you go hard on everybody.
Y'all. It's been real.
I really enjoyed y'all today.
Enjoyed y'all, too.
So hopefully one day we can go live.
That would be great.
And we're going to invite you guys to call in.
Yeah, I would love to hear some perspective.
Have some real life discussions.
Be more on task.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we did a pretty good job.
I think y'all did too. I didn't have to reel y'all in.
Being our first broadcast, I think we did a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So shout out to all the listeners.
Yeah. This has been Two Versions and Some Bulls with love.
Oh, Sunshine Ray with a Y and Ray with an E.
And this is Tori.
I want you to exercise, drink water, and you need to recognize your potential and use it all. Be great. Be safe. Don't judge. Just love.
Oh, my God.
Don't be a hater.
That was deep.
It was.
Fuck.
Did you, write? Is that on your computer?
Yes.
She read it.
This was
you got to get closer to the mic.
This was she prepped. Read she read that. I did that. Yeah.
All right.
We love y'all.
Bye.